For some, the World Cup party has already started. This group of Ghana fans live and work in Qatar. They'll get to see their team play in a country they've helped to transform.
I feel part of the World Cup because I took part in the preparation, so I feel very proud. It's a proud moment for me as a Ghanaian living in Qatar.
The head of world football has been underlining the message that this will be a World Cup for all.
Everyone will be welcomed to the tournament, regardless of their origin, background, religion, gender, sexual orientation, or nationality.
Qatar's capital, Doha, is being readied for the arrival of more than a million football fans.
Well, behind me here, you can make out the FIFA Fan Festival. That's where up to 40,000 supporters can watch matches on big screens. And then in this direction, the main road along the seafront will be closed to traffic from November the 1st, making way for what's being called a global street carnival. That can entertain up to 70,000 people at any one time.
All eight stadiums are less than 40 kilometres away from the centre of Doha. Never before will so many World Cup fans be in such close proximity.
What is the logistical challenge of making sure fans on match days are safely and swiftly moved around the country?
You mentioned the challenges of the compact nature. I think, again, it's more the opportunity. With the transport network that we have in Qatar, especially the public transport, I used the metro going to many matches during the Arab Cup, for example, and it's incredibly convenient.
People come to the World Cup to have a great experience. They come to meet different people from different countries. So I think that it's organic, it's natural, it just happens. So you'll have, everybody from Saudi Arabia all the way down to Morocco, I think, mingling. And Qatar and Doha is a diverse city in and of itself.
Qatar's national team have been in a six-month training camp ahead of their World Cup debut, a build-up designed to overcome the sporting odds.
Statistically, the chance of Qatar beating the Netherlands in a World Cup are very small. Hopefully, we can get a little bit of that togetherness that creates a mindset and a spirit and a collective belief that the team is going to go out there and fight with everything they have.
Qatar will kick the World Cup off against Ecuador at Al Bayt Stadium. The team and the country insist they're ready to put on a world-class performance.